Well, as you heard earlier, the Reserve Bank has sprung a major surprise with a bigger-than-expected cut to the official cash rate to a new record low of 1%. The half a percentage point reduction was the biggest single move by the central bank since it slashed rates in the wake of the 2011 Christchurch earthquake. That's already prompted most major banks to reduce their mortgage lending rates. Independent economist and author Shamabil Yaqub has been looking at the bank's statement and is on the phone now. Good evening to you, Shamabil. Did you predict such a size in the cut?
No, when you're forecasted, it's quite difficult to predict these unexpected big shifts. But, I was quite impressed that the Reserve Bank is moving ahead so quickly. Mm. And the big reason for that is, around the world, we're seeing this melee from all the central banks to competitively cut their interest rates. And in this kind of sword fight, our central bank is essentially going into it with a penknife, right?
Yeah.
Because we are tiny, our effectiveness of monetary policy has been reduced. And even though we've seen things like the floating mortgage rate fall following the OCR announcement, the reality is that most people in New Zealand have their mortgages that are fixed, and fixed mortgages are already way cheaper than floating mortgage rates. So it's actually not going to have a big practical effect.
Okay, so we've heard about these sluggish markets, the low confidence, obviously the trade wars all going on above us, and we're finding it hard as well to sell our wares to the world. So how does this move, in a sense, insure us against that?
Well, the biggest channel, I think, is around the impact it has on the currency. So as interest rates are falling around the world, we can't afford to have interest rates in New Zealand that are too high, because that just attracts more capital to come to New Zealand and push up our exchange rate. We want to have as low an exchange rate right now as we can to encourage our export sector. And with the slower global economic growth, but the fears in particular around the trade war that's taking place between the US and China and spreading to the wider Asian economy, that's where the biggest risks are for New Zealand through our export sector in particular.
Right. So what parts of our economy do you expect this cash rate cut to help?
Well, I think the biggest impact is going to be very much about the export sector. So the currency has already reacted relatively strongly, and I expect that the Reserve Bank will continue to cut interest rates to stay ahead of the cuts we see elsewhere. And that should bring the New Zealand dollar down and protect our export sector as much as possible. The reality is that the domestic economy is not going to be that responsive, because interest rates are already very low, and we don't have enough confidence to see businesses go out there and borrow money to invest.
So how significant is it? I mean, the last time we just heard before, they were cut by half a percent was back after the earthquake. That's, 8 years ago now. So, I mean, is it a big thing? Is the bank worried, do you think?
Well, I think the bank is worried, and they should be, because what's happening in the global economy is actually quite a big deal. It feels like we are quite far away when we're small and isolated from the rest of the world, but we're so interconnected with the world. China is our top trading partner. China is our biggest source of tourists. We're so interconnected with markets like Australia, which are also dependent on China. So we're seeing this global connectedness that has increased over time. So any kind of fear in the global economy will have an impact on us. And the Reserve Bank is trying to get ahead as much as possible, because the reality is that their policy tool is so weak right now. They want to do as much as possible now before we have to rely on the government to provide fiscal stimulus.
Mm. Some positives, though. These cuts usually, I guess, trickle on to pushing employment up. But we've just seen yesterday that unemployment dipped below 4%, I think, again, first time in 11 years. So we're not too worried about jobs.
Well, not really. So, we're kind of in a very late cycle economy. So the labour market tends to be the last thing to roll over. And we're still enjoying the afterglow of that 10 years of expansion since the global financial crisis. We're starting to see some early signs the labour market is coming off. So the Ministry of Social Development shows that number of people on job seeker benefits going up. We've seen, number of new vacancies that are advertised online coming off a little bit. So we're just past the peak. But the Reserve Bank is not really protecting us from what's happening domestically, but protecting us from the global risks that are extremely heightened.
Mm, and also in his announcement today, the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Adrian Orr, said that the move needed friends. Do you read that as more than a nudge to the government?
Oh, absolutely. With the current forecast from the Treasury and the last budget is that this government is not really adding anything to the economy in terms of fiscal stimulus. We know that if we really want to encourage this economy and kickstart growth, we need to see new money being injected. And there are really two ways the government can do this. One is through increased spending in infrastructure. And the second is around essentially giving cash handouts to low-income households, because they are the kinds of people who are going to go out there and spend the money, which is what New Zealand needs to see if we're to protect ourselves from the slowdown.
Hey, thanks so much for your time, Shamil. Shamil Yacob there, independent economist and author on today's decision by the Reserve Bank to cut the official cash rate by a full percentage point down to 1%.